This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Palestinian security officials have presented a detailed plan to Israel for the deployment of Palestinian police along the Israeli-Gaza Strip border. The plan was discussed in a meeting late last night between Israeli and Palestinian security officials. The deployment could begin as early as today. The goal is to stop Palestinian rocket fire on southern Israel. Palestinian officials said they believe President Mahmoud Abbas is close to reaching a ceasefire agreement with the Islamist Hamas movement. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The meeting between a senior Israeli army commander and the Palestinian public security director was held at the Erez crossing point between Israel and Gaza. It was the first contact between Israeli and Palestinian officials since Prime Minister Ariel Sharon severed ties with the Palestinian Authority after an attack at the Kisufim crossing point in Gaza killed six Israelis last week. Yesterday, Sharon decided to resume security contacts, although political negotiations are still on hold. At the meeting, the Palestinians presented a plan to place hundreds of Palestinian troops in northern Gaza to try to halt rocket attacks on Jewish settlements in Gaza and southern Israel. The Palestinian security chief said that at a later stage, police will deploy in the rest of Gaza. Israeli military officials say Israel has put off a widespread incursion into northern Gaza to see if the Palestinians can stop the attacks on Israel. After last week's attack at the Kisufim crossing point, Israel sealed off the Gaza Strip, meaning no Palestinians can enter or leave Gaza. The Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt has been closed for more than a month. An Israeli army spokesman said Israel will reopen the Rafah crossing in the next few days to allow thousands of Palestinians stranded in Egypt to return home. Palestinian officials say they are committed to ending all attacks on Israel but need some time. Cabinet Minister Ziad Abu Amr told Israel Radio today that Abbas is close to getting an agreement from the largest militant organization Hamas to stop attacks. At the same time, officials say Israel must stop its military activity in Gaza to give the Palestinian security forces a chance to impose law and order. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.